kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Let's talk to me, a man who needs no introduction at all, right here on Radio Perpetual Daily Companion. The song is simply called Udumo and brought us to exactly 10 after 6. Good evening and welcome. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey G. I hope you had a great day, great afternoon. And if you are driving on your way home, I pray for your safety that you will arrive alive. And yes, that all be well with you and your loved ones. And of course, we are not hiding our heads in the sand like the ostriches do. Even though I haven't really seen any ostrich doing that, or is it because maybe I haven't witnessed that myself? I haven't been in any ostrich farm or anything like that, but I'm told that they tend to hide by burying themselves. I mean, they hide themselves by burying their heads in the sand. So, well, I think you and I are aware of what is happening there in the Middle East. So let's keep praying for peace. Let's keep on praying for protection of all the people that are down there, out there in the Middle East, and those who maybe want to move out of those violence-torn countries to their respective homes. Let's just pray that they'll be able to evacuate and arrive to their homes safely, country of their, wherever they come from, safely there. Well, Jan, thanks once again for the wonderful program, my brother. Looking forward to seeing you again next week, same time, same place. I know that, you'll be here again tomorrow, right? You're here almost every single day. Thanks once again for keeping us company and blessing us. As always, there's Jan Els, all the way from Pringle Bay, right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Well, let me take this moment to welcome none other than Mr. Patrick Gazzani, the man who is very knowledgeable when it comes to vehicles and everything that's got to do with motoring, so vehicles. The guy is very, very knowledgeable, and it's not only that. Yes, he knows all about mechanical things and everything that you can think of as far as cars are concerned. But do you know that he's also in the insurance companies, in the insurance side of things. So, yeah, so that's what we'll be focusing on this evening, talking everything that you need to know about the policies and all that. So, yeah, that's how knowledgeable this guy is. Is with us on the line. Mr. Gazzani, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Excellency, and thank you so much, Mr. Godfrey, for giving me the opportunity, and good evening to all the listeners, the blessed listeners. And indeed, it is sad what is happening in the Middle East, and we pray for peace and, that no lives should be lost, that are not supposed to be lost. May only God's will happen. So, we only speak of the best that must come out of the current situation.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much.
Yes. Absolutely, Your Excellency. And we're talking about how to read your policy document and understand how to claim. My goodness, when you talk about the policy document, I can't help but think about those, thin lines. What do you call that?
The dotted lines or the fine print.
The fine print. Yeah. So my concern there is, where do we start? Hudson Trevally Mola, because this document is not only one page document. They have 6, 8 page, 100 page documents and all. Where do we start? But anyway, you will help us to do exactly that. Tonight we're talking about how to read your policy document and understand how to claim. Yes, sir.
No, 100%.
Yes.
No, thank you so much. Yes. So basically, just getting to it, we are all ever so busy, and that's normal. So we never find time to actually peruse through our policy documents. But the problem is that it ends up costing us money because you find yourself paying for a product for a year or two, and then at the time where you are supposed to put in a claim, when it's supposed to work for you, then the insurance company finds a loophole And at the end of the day, even if you go legal, you find that you've got no leg to stand on. And then, you know, it becomes a loss and a pain to you as you know, the person that bought the product. So I think, you know, it is always best that we empower, you know, people to understand. And first of all, you know, I'm involved in this space. You know, I'm an account manager for an insurance company where we assist in good products. You know, we design products, and then of course, you know, we put it out in the market, and it's underwritten, maintenance plans, warranties, and of course, service plans, because there is a difference with all of these. So, but obviously, we'll explain that, you know, in a different show. But what's important now, and not only that, but there's also, you know, you want to put in a claim, you know, for you know, an accident repair that or a body damage repair that you need, you know, resolved on your vehicle. What are the things that you know, the insurance company will look for? So in that regard, all these things are basically, if I may say, kind of the same in the sense of, you know, what are your responsibilities. So I think the issue is that we have to start with what are your responsibilities. And your responsibilities are to, because remember, you're the one paying for this. So your responsibility as an individual, as an owner of the product for your vehicle, is to make sure that you give yourself time to go through the product. We are all ever so busy, but unfortunately, this is something that, it's a legal agreement. So that is why in most cases, the insurance companies, they are not, you know, the thieves that are trying to steal our money, you know, away from us. We are the ones unfortunately, I have to use the word, you know, out of laziness, don't want to read the product and say, and just believe what you're told. So, but the basic thing that we must look at here, are these, that you're not expected to be an expert or to understand everything technical. All you're supposed to do is, master the art of asking questions. Master the art of knowing who is your insurance company, and who, because every insurance company will have a claim department and a customer care department. Their job is to explain to you, first of all, you know, what is supposed to happen at the time of claiming. But now the thing is, so you just bought the product, there's no need for any claim. Find a time to say, you know what, let me either email these guys, because we're ever so busy. Just email them and say, listen, just give me the steps of what am I supposed to do when the time comes when I'm supposed to be a claim. For example, here are the basics.
Yeah, if I can maybe chip in there, do we read it after we signed, or do we read before we sign? Because I can tell you now that I don't know how many calls do I get from different, insurance companies, you know, call centers sending me this, more especially when it comes to car insurances. They really want to beat your current insurance and all that. Mm-hmm. So you can see how desperate these people are. And to the extent honestly speaking, there is no way that they'll be honest with you with regard to the product that they are selling you, because I'm sure that they want a commission or something there. But then the question is, do I read it, or do I ask them to send it to me first before I can commit myself, or they can only send me the document after I've committed myself?
Well, you have the right to ask them to send you the document, because you must remember, you don't want to jump into a pool not knowing whether this water is hot or it's extremely ice cold. You want to make sure the temperature is right. So by right, they're supposed to then say to you, okay, listen, before you sign this document, you have the right to ask them to say, listen, give me just an explanation, or send me a policy wording that shows what will I be covered for. And then I must make the decision to say, am I happy with this? So they are able to give you like a summary, not a detailed one, because as I mentioned earlier, or not all of us are, not everybody's got time on their hands to just sit around and read a thick document of, 50 pages of product, you know, section A, section B, and so on and so forth. You just want to get the gist of what it's all about, and then ask questions on the product. Ask them to send you that product, skim, read through it, wherever section that you feel you want to ask questions, or you feel you want clarity. First of all, let it be the intuition from your side, which are the main questions would be what you must know. If your vehicle is broken down, what steps must you take? That's one of the questions that you can, you know, write down to say, what do I need to know when, first of all, I bought this product, what happens when my vehicle breaks down? Then they must give you steps that you must take to say, listen, you must inform us within 7 days of you know, the damage happening, and you must take your vehicle for a quote. You know, those are the steps that they need to give you. You need to know offhand, either when you've signed for the product or before you take the product, because sometimes it's a company that you know, like a well-trusted company that you've dealt with, that you've known for years, or you know it's one of the top five in the industry in South Africa. You know, within the insurance or you know, mechanical warranty space. So you go through questions like that. So where do I need to service my vehicle? So the basic thing that you need to do before a claim, or that will make a claim successful, is that first of all, every year you must service your car. That is very, very important. And where do you service your car? You don't just do it in your yard or by Joe Soap or some corner shop mechanic. Mm.
Does this apply to when the car breaks down only, or even when it's involved in an accident?
Yes, yeah, no. Some insurances, when it comes to comprehensive, that means on the accident side, they will want to, get your service record as well. They can. It's not always a must on that side. They might just want to see whether, were you looking after this? Is vehicle being serviced? What if the brakes failed because you never serviced the car? You understand? The things were not checked, and that's why your brakes failed and you bumped into another car, or you lost control and things like that.
Yeah.
So it is important, because they can ask, they invest, because every company has got what you call an SIU, Special Investigative Unit, whereas they can choose to invest. They've got the right. They do say it in the contract. They can investigate if they find anywhere where they feel a discrepancy. They want to, you know, confirm that you are not drunk, and so on and so forth. So you want to make sure that everything on your side.
But you can agree with me that in most cases they will go all out to do that in order for them to repudiate the claim.
That is correct. Yes, but then the issue is that if everything on your side is fine, then you've got a leg to stand on, because you must remember, they also do look at that. In as much as we have got the notion that these guys are just out to reject or repudiate the claim, if you've kept to the rules that they've put in the book, for example, the things like where must your vehicle be serviced, and then what am I covered for? That is the first and foremost thing that you ought to ask, whether it's comprehensive or it's a mechanical cover or it's a service plan. What am I covered for? Okay. Which part am I covered for? Is it only a service kit? Does this include brake pads? Does this include? Because some people, I've had many instances, a customer takes out the product, but they don't know. They automatically think, you know what, the amount that I'm paying for, if my car coughs, everything is covered. I've got peace of mind. Only for them to get a shock of their lives that only maybe 30% of the quotation is covered. You understand? Because they did not understand how it works.
Okay.
So, yes. So those things are the basics to say, first of all, make sure you understand what you're covered for. Let them break it down for you to say, no, sir. Mm. Because the insurance companies, I'll use an example of the mechanical warranty. The document will explain to you exactly which part you are covered for. So, you know, and then they do say there that if it's not mentioned on this page, that means it's not covered. So you can't say, why is that part not covered? They do state there that this is a policy of inclusion and not exclusion. What that means, it means that if it is not mentioned in the policy wording, for example, they'll say engine, gearbox, cooling system. Then they do break down on the engine part. They do say on the engine, they'll say it's all the internal components of the engine. Like your crankshaft, your piston, and so on and so forth. On gearbox,
wears and tires not included.
That is correct. So then some of them do include their wear and tear, but then all of that is these are things that nowadays, in all honesty, the insurance companies are putting it in layman's terms. They are writing it in big and bold.
Okay.
So it's no longer a thesis. And then the nice thing is that they've got a customer care where the people can explain to you without even you reading the document to say, listen, what am I supposed to look out for a successful claim? So those are just the basic things that you can do. If you're too busy to contact them, send them an email. They might not reply at the same time, but most of them, the protocol is that, or the service level is that at least within 24 or 48 hours maximum, you should get a response. So you say to them, guys, these are the questions I want answered. And then 48 hours later, if you have not gotten a response from them, that's when you can take it further to say, listen, the service is not appropriate, and so on and so forth. So those are the things that we have to look out for.
Yeah. You don't only focus on the car insurances, do you? And do you also look at the funerals and life cover policies?
Yes, yeah, that is correct. Yes, okay. We have a funeral division. We also do look at that. We are able as well to give advice, you know, in terms of, you know, life policies, funeral cover, whereas it might not be myself, but I've got a team of people that actually, you
and,
know.
And you can also be able to advise with regard to what is it that we need to be careful of before we get, you know, the surprise of our lives. Because here you are, you've been paying this amount of money for many years. The next thing when you need your loved one, you know, who are you have been covering all these years and the money does not come. Because they tell you, you know, the terms and conditions that you fail to, you know, understand and all that. So, how do you help our people, more especially when it comes to the funerals and the life covers? Because these are the ones telling Hore, you don't want such surprises.
No, that is definitely correct. You don't want any nasty surprises. So you know, anybody can inquire. They can come through to me and then, you know, either via phone call. And then I will be able to then you know, link them up with the people that will give them the exact information. Yeah. We do have a funeral division on our side where we can be able to give advice on, in terms of what to look out for so that you don't get a nasty surprise 3 years down the line or
now,
10 years down the line.
Let's do this. You are at the scene of an accident. Maybe it's the first time that you are there. What to do and what not to do. So I can just maybe share with you with regard to some of the scenario. I mean, the scene that I saw, it was an accident happening there. And the guy who was involved in an accident was like calm, and all of a sudden there came this young man because his I don't know whether father-in-law was involved in the accident and apparently was at the wrong, you know, he was the one who was wrong there, and he threatened this guy. He wanted this guy's license and all that, but it looks like this guy knew his story because he was very calm and said, "Are you a policeman?" And the guy said, "No." He started swearing and all that, and what is it that you need to do there at the scene of the accident? I know that you should not, you know, tell. Over liable or claim to be liable, or you know, accept liability of anything, even though you might be in the wrong there. What advice can you give us, more especially when we're at that scene?
Yes. So the first thing to do not allow anybody to touch your vehicle without the authorization of your insurance company, if you are insured, right? If you are not insured, firstly, it's tried to get hold of any family member or let the police get involved. Don't let anybody to tow your vehicle because at the scene, everything is high emotions, and then these guys are very good at convincing you to say, we need to tow your vehicle. If they tow your vehicle, it's going to go to release that car at the towing yard. It gets impounded, you have to pay money for that. So the first and foremost thing is, at time, get hold of your insurance. If maybe the phone is lost, anything like that, ensure that obviously the people around you get the police involved. Because we all know police are going to get involved. They'll come through to the scene. Then let them be the ones that will guide you, because obviously they'll bring in obviously an ambulance and so on and so forth to assist with the trauma. But don't just allow people to tell you that you are wrong and then you're already accepting liability. That will be dealt with by the insurance itself, because you might have not known the circumstance of the accident as it happened there and there. So that's the first and foremost thing. Don't let your car be towed. Get hold of your insurance. Let the people ensure that they get a hold of your insurance. So the people at the insurance, when they phone you, they'll confirm details, your ID and so on and so forth, and your policy number. Then you know you're talking to the correct people, because the towing company, they want to make a saying. They want to make sure they grab your vehicle, because that's how they make their money. Do not allow them to tow your vehicle if it does not for insurance. That's the first thing. And then the second thing, as I said, make sure if your car is insured, you get your insurance involved. If there's no insurance, you're still in a state of confusion, rather let the police get involved to connect you with your family. That is the first and foremost thing, because the next day, what happens is that you are more calmer. You are more in better sense to make a more informed decision regarding your vehicle and the way forward. Then you realize some of the things that you kept on saying at the accident scene. Remember, they take them and then they write them down. They're supposed to write things down. And don't just immediately issue out your ID to the next person saying, give me your ID, give me this and that. Rather, let the police get involved and your insurance get involved. They are the ones who deal with the other insurance company.
I'm wondering now, what could have happened if he gave this young man his license?
Yeah, exactly. So, a lot of fraud happens within that space. So that is why you must not let the next person force you to say, no, give me your license, give me your ID because you bumped into me and so on and so forth, because emotions are high and you feel guilty because you feel maybe it might have been your fault. You might have not known what were the circumstances. That is why give your information to the correct people so that they will be able to assist you, because that is the job of the insurance company as well, to fight for you. So that if you are wrong, they'll be the ones to decide or make that assumption that, you know what, indeed, we assessed all scenarios and analyzed the scene and everything. Indeed, you were at fault. But don't just agree to things on the scene and don't issue out your details to people.
I know that many companies are now using the apps on the phones.
Yes.
Are you then able to take pictures for the insurance or
what? No, correct. Yes, okay. No, on your side, yes, definitely do. If they've given you the app to take photos and everything for your evidence, definitely do that. You know, and I'm not saying don't exchange numbers with the person that you bumped and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You can do that, but don't give them personal details. You understand?
Okay. All right,
maybe just take phone numbers and then you take it from there. You're able to get a hold of it, but don't give out your address and this and that and so on and so forth, because there's property acts involved.
Okay.
Rather let the legal people deal with that and your insurance deal with that.
Excellency, thank you very much for your time. Please give us your contact details.
All right, it is Patrick Gezane. So the on the social media, you can find me at on Instagram, that's Patrick Gezane, as well as Your Mobility. And then also on Facebook, it's Patrick Gezane and Your Mobility as well on Facebook. Then there's also P. Gezane Auto. We discuss everything automotive. But on all those social pages, I also do discuss everything, anything automotive. You're able to inbox me for any mechanical failures on your vehicle, for any buying needs or any insurance. I remember, as I mentioned, we also assist with service plans, maintenance plans, warranties. We'll be able to advise you on what is the best way forward so that, we make your life much easier. My email address is patrick.gezane1@gmail.com. My number, 082-9066-382. That's my WhatsApp number. You can WhatsApp me. So that I'm able to give you assistance.
Give it to us again. It's
082-9066-382. I'm available to you.
Okay, so thank you very much for your time.
Yes. Thank you so much and a blessed evening.
That's Mr. Patrick Gezane's contact details there, 082-9066-382.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.